This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine, a very varied show today. Special co-host Fiona Newton from Chicks Talking Footy joins me as co-host. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday the 20th of October. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Fiona, and welcome to Sat Mag.
Pleasure to be here. I'm keeping Tass's seat warm.
You are, you are. And it's great to have you here because we love Chicks Talking Footy. We think it's a great show. And it's been a groundbreaker for our community and for football. Really proud of you guys.
And we handed over the Adam Stobbs Broadcasting Excellence Award to you this year.
Yes, yes. We spoke about that earlier and it's a great honour to have it. And
congratulations, well done and well deserved.
Thank you. And, you know, everyone, you know, on the SatMag team, it belongs to them, but it belongs to our listeners and our sponsors and our supporters. So we share that gladly with every single one of those.
Great. Well, well done, Sat Mag. Pleasure to be here.
Now, this week, so, well, first off, we've seen the Anglican Church, the Anglican Synod in Sydney, not wanting to marry people in our community, but as we heard Tess say in the news, on all church property, including properties that they rent out, but also Indigenous smoking ceremonies.
Yeah, what's the thinking behind?
Do they have incense in the Anglican Church, or is that the Catholic? Probably high Anglican they have a bit.
Possibly.
Is that a smoking ceremony?
Yeah, well, that's right. Is it the same thing?
Yeah, well, I think they might be smoking something.
Yeah.
And if they need to change the supplier because it's obviously not agreeing with them.
I did hear this week the Uniting Church are talking about reneging on their decision to allow gay marriage in their church too, which is pretty disappointing. It hasn't come through yet, but it's on the cards.
It's a bit of a franchise dispute, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe they need to franchise.
Well, you know, what the people who are members of those churches, and often their beliefs on this are at odds with the institution. But what people need to remember, and I say to Peter Jensen in Sydney, LGBTI folk, we're God's work. You may not know that, you know, because
we're made in the image of God.
You know, when you wander around in fine cotton and lots of jewels and carry icons, you're probably a little bit out of touch. But we're all God's work, and he'd do well to remember that.
It's fascinating the obsession that churches have, and I grew up in a Pentecostal church myself, but it is fascinating the obsession around sex.
I know.
So it's often seen as the, you know, highest form of sin is any sort of anything that's got something to do with sex. You know, you can commit fraud or even violence, but just don't have sex with the wrong person, you know.
Yeah. Well, don't have sex.
So it's, yeah, just don't have sex.
Yeah.
It's probably safer.
It's it's really troubling. Wentworth by-election.
Yes, happy Wentworth by-election day.
Yes, big day for all the 16 candidates there. Karen Phelps, it's fair to say, is the front runner. A couple of missteps during the campaign, but I do think it's going to be a very close result. I won't be surprised if Dave Sharma, the Liberal candidate, falls over the line. On the basis of his performance and his party's performance and his government's performance during the last few weeks, I can't see how he can. But, you know, politics is a strange thing and democracy is certainly, you know, a strange thing. And I have confirmed, yes, Joe Hurst is going to speak to us on the phone.
Fabulous.
Which is great.
We love Joe.
If you're in Wentworth, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you vote for?
I wouldn't vote Liberal.
Mm-hmm.
I never really have. I'd vote for Karen. I think she's got the clearest policy out of everybody. I think she'd be a good voice in Parliament to challenge the Liberals. Although I'm not sure where she's sitting with their supply and confidence that you were talking about.
Well, she has. She said on here and also on Sky News that supply and confidence, it would take extenuating circumstances for her, not to support supply or to give the government confidence. Some of the things that have gone on, you wonder about what those extenuating circumstances just might be.
Well, the government accidentally voted for Pauline Hanson's "It's okay to be white."
It's also okay.
Agenda,
to be,
didn't they?
It's okay to be stupid.
It's okay to be stupid.
It
makes you wonder what else they've accidentally voted in.
Extraordinary. You know, and Attorney General Christian Porter said that it was his office that sent out an email about it, about how senators should vote. He hadn't seen it. So well organised.
Yeah, it's not. You look at it, it's not good, is it? If they voted for it, it's bad. If
do they pay this much attention, you know, to other legislation?
Well, this legislation.
It was a motion in the Senate. So no, it wasn't legislation. But if his office is so on the ball that no one in his office knew what the term "it's okay to be white" means.
Yeah, it's scary.
Perhaps, you know, all people at Australian Parliament House, they all have access to Google.
Well, they didn't this week. Their servers all shut down.
That's right. You know, so perhaps...
And Scott Morrison's website got hacked. It was all on.
How good was that? But again, I mean, I'm sorry. The guy's the Prime Minister. He's got dozens of staff.
Yeah.
Electorate staff.
The whole government of Australia.
You know, as Sir Humphrey once said to Jim Hacker in an episode of Yes Minister, you don't need advisors, Minister. You've got 380,000 public servants. That's enough to be getting on with.
Yeah, keep your website
anyway,
active.
Anyway, he obviously couldn't pay the $50 renewal for his website.
Auto-renew, people.
Yeah, what a twat.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.